Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Over 40% of Michigan teachers are not using methods that are known to be most effective when teaching students who suffer from autism. That's according to a new study from Michigan State University. To talk about the study, I'm joined by one of its researchers, Summer Ferrari. She is an assistant professor of special education at MSU. Thank you for joining me, Summer. Well, first, when we talk about teaching children with autism, just how much more challenging and difficult is it as compared to teaching a typical student?
Well, of course, all students are individual, but students with autism, they have a lot of skill deficits in a lot of different areas in terms of communication, social interaction, a lot of idiosyncratic behaviors, and so it creates a complex picture.
And what kind of techniques then work best in teaching autistic children?
Well, we actually, in 2009, there was a report that was conducted, a National Standards Project, and so it listed out for us pretty clearly which types of practices were most effective for this particular population. So we have a lot of information in that area now, and that's really what we're looking at. We're looking to see where students being offered these types of services.
Now, give me a sense then. Can you give me a general idea of the types of techniques that work especially well?
Well, sure. There's applied behavior analysis, social stories, kind of visual schedules. Students with autism are typically pretty visual learners, and so this helps in a lot of different respects.
I see. Applied behavioral analysis. How does that work?
Well, it's a science, and it's used actually in a lot of different areas, not just in terms of special education or individuals with autism, but that's kind of where it got its popularity. But essentially, it kind of looks at the environmental factors and uses those to influence behavior change in individuals with autism. It really breaks down any kind of skills that we're looking to increase. It breaks them out into tiny little pieces so that we can teach them one small step at a time, you know, towards the ultimate goal.
It sounds like a very intensive and time-consuming way of teaching. I mean, are Michigan teachers equipped to do this kind of a practice?
Well, there's all sorts of different components of applied behavior analysis. So even within that, a really easy example is reinforcement. So anytime that we do something and reinforcement follows or reward follows, that's considered applied behavior analysis as well. And so there's really, it can be applied throughout the day by teachers without it being too intensive. But it certainly does require a specific kind of training, and that's really where we were hoping to get some information about the type of training teachers have, if they have the training to be able to utilize the strategies that we know are effective. And if not, what can we do to improve upon those?
I'm talking to Summer Ferrari, assistant professor of special education at MSU, regarding a new study from Michigan State University that finds that 40% of Michigan teachers aren't using these methods that are known to be effective when teaching autistic children. Now, so what are you concluding that teachers simply are not trained in these methods, and that's why they're not using them?
Well, I don't know that we can ultimately make that decision in terms of, you know, where the teacher's coming from, but teachers did provide us some information on training, and we looked at special educators, general educators, and paraprofessionals, and they all kind of varied in terms of where they got their training or if they got training. So paraprofessionals is a good example where they basically reported that they were receiving all their training from peers or from self-training, essentially. And so that's kind of an important thing to know, that there's really no formal training for paraprofessionals in most cases.
I see. Now, when you're talking about public school teachers then?
Right, all public schools.
I see. And what percentage of students at our public schools suffer from autism?
We have over 15,000 students with autism in Michigan public schools.
I see. So, well, it sounds like less than 1%, but a significant
right.
number.
Mm-hmm.
And are they typically then, are they taught in a classroom with other students, or are they taught in a separate classroom? How does that typically work?
Well, one of the interesting things about autism is the way it presents itself. It has a huge spectrum in terms of severity, skill sets, and skill deficits. And so it really depends on the individual. There are some individuals that are, you know, severely impaired in terms of communication and in academics and that sort of thing. And so they're typically in self-contained classrooms. And then there's students that are integrated fully into mainstream education.
Do a lot of the techniques that you're talking about then and pushing the education process when you're dealing with an autistic child, does that fall on the parents then mostly here in Michigan?
Right now, currently? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, in the sense that since teachers are not using these techniques, I mean, do parents then find themselves working with their children to teach them at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did find that we asked about parent satisfaction in terms of the services that they were receiving, and we found out that 76% of those that responded said that they did need to ask for services beyond what was initially offered, and they also, well, I guess about 85% were actually seeking outside services as well. And so we asked about how much money do they spend on that, and we found out that on average it's about $8,000 per child per year to seek outside services.
When teachers are trained here in Michigan, are they taught specifically on how to teach autistic children? Is that something that they're directly instructed on what to do, or not so?
It depends on the institution. In some institutions actually offer what's called an autism spectrum disorders endorsement, and so they would receive specific education on individuals with ASD, but sometimes, you know, not at all. And especially when we're looking at general educators, and, you know, like we mentioned, students with autism can very easily, and they are in general education classrooms, general educators actually reported very limited training in terms of working with that population.
Finally, where does that leave these children with autism then? Do they simply fall behind in class then and are not able to keep up?
Well, that's what's really interesting is we don't know. We really ran into a lot of trouble in terms of data collection and being able to access the type of data we needed to look at outcomes. And so we're not entirely sure where it leaves them, but we can, you know, we can kind of make the conclusion that if we know teachers, some teachers aren't using these evidence-based practices and they don't have training in them, then certainly students, you know, we have room for improvement in terms of what kind of services they can be offered.
Summer Ferrari, Assistant Professor of Special Education at MSU. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.